Track 27.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our tour of Shakespeare's Globe Theatre. Before we start the tour, I'd like to tell you a little about the theatre and what you'll be able to see. Firstly, this theatre is called Shakespeare's Globe. The original two were just called the Globe. The first Globe Theatre was built in 1599 here in Southwark, on the south bank of the River Thames. That burned down in 1613, and a second Globe Theatre was built in the same place the following year. That stayed open until 1642. Over 300 years later, it was decided to rebuild the theatre. In fact, the man who had the idea was the American film director Sam Wanamaker, a great fan of Shakespeare's plays. That was in 1970. Most people who he talked to said it would be impossible to build a copy of the original theatre because the risk of fire in a wooden theatre would be too high. However, he didn't give up, and in 1997, Shakespeare's Globe opened with a performance of Henry V. The theatre is similar in design to the second theatre, as that is the one which we can see plans of. However, there are one or two differences. Most importantly, it isn't quite in the same place. The Globe was built next to the river, and as you can see, we are also next to the river. However, the river is much smaller than it was in Shakespeare's time, and the original theatre was actually about 230 metres from here. The design is very similar, although the stage in the new theatre is actually bigger than the original stage. Not only does the theatre look the same as it did in 1614, but the experience for the audience is also very similar. The musical instruments are all from the 17th century and are all played live. There is no recorded music and no microphones. The seating is the same as it was too, although now we can have a total of 857 people watching from the seats and another 700 standing in front of the stage. In Shakespeare's time, people didn't mind crowding together, and there were often twice as many people watching the plays. On the tour, you will see an exhibition which includes special effects from Shakespeare's time. You can see how they made it look as if people were bleeding or flying. You will see beautiful 400-year-old costumes and can watch a demonstration of sword fighting. And, of course, you will have the chance to walk around the theatre, stand on the stage, see the dressing rooms, and imagine what it is like to be an actor or member of the audience. Later, if you want, you can visit our shop or have something to eat or drink in our restaurant. Or you can buy tickets for the show this evening. The cheapest tickets are for standing, which cost £5 each. That gives you the best view of the stage. For more comfort, you can buy seat tickets. Prices depend on where you sit, but the best tickets cost £37.50 or £130 for a family ticket for four people.